The county's number one talk show, the 9 till noon show on Highland Radio.
086 60 25,000 is the WhatsApp and text number. Give us a call on 074 91 25,000. Now, you may have heard us referencing a little earlier on in the program a video which has emerged online, which purports to be from inside St Connell's Hospital, and the video shows that there seems to be box upon box upon box of medical records that have been stored in some part of it. Now, some of them seem to be destroyed by flooding, presumably. Others are dry and readable. There's x-rays in there and everything. Now, I'm not really sure. Well, we've spoken to the person who shot the video, and we've been assured that this video was taken at the weekend. And it's a popular TikTok channel whereby they visit old buildings and what have you. Now, I'm not sure of the legalities, the ins and outs of or how one might gain access to such a building, but they seemingly were able to get access to this building at St. Connell's Hospital at the weekend and go through people's medical files that were there. And I was speaking to people from within the hospital who say, yes, they're still there, that's still the case, and others that say that it's very likely that a lot of people are still alive whose medical records are there. So there's a couple of issues here. GDPR, for one, the correct storage of stuff. I also spoke to another person who works in another area of health, and they spend an absolute fortune storing medical files for decades in a very secure place, such as the value that is put in the privacy of patients for these medical files. But here we have, seemingly, people can easily access a building not too far from where we are sitting, where there are hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of medical files. Now, remember, there's been controversy before about one file being found outside the hospital. I know these are indoors and perhaps it is illegal to gain access, but where's the security? Where's the cameras? Was anyone aware of this? Is this the first people have heard that this building was accessed and these medical records were gone through? If you have any view on that, 086 60 25,000, I'm hoping to speak to the person responsible for this video a little later on. We've contacted the HSC for comment from them. We've contacted Letterkenny University Hospital for comment from them. But I know, what I know anyway, if, as the person who shot this video is telling the truth, that it was done on Sunday, we shouldn't have a situation where people's private medical records are accessible to members of the public, and certainly that they should be videoed and shared on social media. That being said, I haven't seen anything which identifies any individual patients. But anyway, as I say, we're going to talk about that more in the morning. I think it really is quite a significant story, so stay with us for that. That's coming up hopefully before 11. And Community Garda information is on its way after we take this break.
The Community Garda information slot is brought to you by Sheridan Security Systems, protecting what you value most. Call today and get your zero wire alarm system from €299. Sheridan Security, 916-6025.
You're very welcome back to the 9 till noon show here on Highland Radio this Tuesday, the 14th of November, and it's time for the latest episode of Community Garda Information. I'm delighted to welcome into studio Garda Claire Rafferty. Claire, thanks so much for calling up to us. I really appreciate it.
No problem.
Okay, we've got quite a bit to get through. We've got some advice and information, but we're going to start with appeals. And the first relates to a burglary in Letterkenny, Claire.
Yeah, so we've two burglaries in Letterkenny we want to talk about. We'll start with this one at McClure's Terrace, Letterkenny, between 8 p.m. on Wednesday the 8th of November and 11 a.m. on Thursday the 9th of November. So the front door of the property was broken and entry gained. A boiler unit was stolen and some copper piping also. The removal of these items then led to some flooding within the property. A secure shed at the rear of the property was also broken into. So we're just appealing to anyone who may have observed any suspicious activity in that area between last Wednesday night and Thursday morning to make contact with Gardaí in Letterkenny on 074 9167 100. Or if anyone can offer any relevant information, we would like to hear from them. So the Garda confidential line may be reached on 1-800-666-111 as well.
Yeah, the second appeal is an incident in the Fair Green Park area.
Yeah, so Thursday the 9th of November between 8:20 a.m. and 5:15 p.m. there was a burglary that occurred at a house in the area of Fairgreen Parks. The bathroom window was smashed and entry was gained. A Nintendo Switch was stolen during the course of the burglary. Again, we appeal to anyone who may have observed any suspicious activity in that area over the course of Thursday past to make contact with us. Or if anyone happened to offer you a Nintendo Switch to buy some any information like that at all, we'd really like to hear from you. And Letterkenny on 074-916-7100.
All right. Now, your colleagues in the Inishowen area investigating criminal damage in Buncrana.
Yeah, so this one happened at an apartment on St Mary's Road in Buncrana on Saturday the 11th of November between 3:45 p.m. and 3:50 p.m. So three young males who are described early to mid-teens caused damage to a door handle of an apartment, and when they were disturbed, they fled on foot. We appealed to anyone who travelled in that area and who had a dash cam between 3:30 p.m. and 4 p.m. to make it available to us. If anyone observed three male teenagers on foot in the area and can offer a better description of them and or give us a direction of travel that they may have went, then we ask you to make contact with Buncrana Garda Station on 074-932-0540.
Yeah, and the next appeal relates to an incident which listeners to this programme might be familiar with, but it's, of course, the formal element of the appeal from Angara Shiakana.
Yeah, so we're appealing for information in relation to the recent theft from St Mary's Cemetery in Castlefin. A black marble memorial plaque and a wreath were stolen from a grave in the cemetery between 8:45 p.m. on Saturday the 4th of November and midday on Sunday the 5th of November. So we appeal to anyone who may have any relevant information in relation to the incident to make contact with Gardaí in Letterkenny on 074-916-7100 or again the Garda Confidential line 1-800-666-111.
All right, the next appeal relates to a traffic collision in Goodhawk.
Yeah, so Gardaí are investigating this collision that occurred on Thursday the 9th of November shortly after 10 p.m. at Meanakladdy, Gortahork. A driver of a car was travelling from Meanakladdy towards Bombeg when their car was struck by an oncoming vehicle on a narrow road. The vehicle in question is described as being a small white van. The driver of the van did not stop at the scene. Thankfully, the driver of the car wasn't injured, but we want to appeal to anyone who may have travelled in that general area around the time and who had a dash cam to make their footage available to Gardaí. CCTV will be sought from other areas in an effort to establish the identity of the other driver, and so we appeal to them directly to make contact with us in Milford on 074-915-3060.
Yeah, and the net's closing, and I don't mean that in any scary way, but it's far better, I think, for the person in question to come forward themselves.
Absolutely. Yeah. Report these things when it happens. It makes it much simpler in the long term.
Yeah,
you know?
I think so, yeah. Right, OK, let's get some information now. The Christmas shopping season is underway for some. It started in January, but we'll not talk about that, Claire, but I think it's right in the swing of things now. What's the advice from Gardaí? This is really to business owners as much as anything, isn't
it? Yeah, well, business owners and shoppers as well. Okay. We'll start with the retailers. We're urging them to adopt and promote a shoplifting crime prevention measures. We can help you with this. Mm-hmm. If any shops or retailers aren't too sure and you wish to discuss security measures for your shop or business, then we can get them in contact with Sergeant Paul Wallace at Letterkenny Garda Station. If you even ring the Garda Station and request, the phone number there again is 074-916-7100. Leave a message asking Paul to give you a ring and he will be happy to call out and discuss crime prevention measures.
Yeah, now's a good time too, because obviously there's seasonal staff that come on board as well, and they might not be necessarily as aware if they're not trained as the procedures that work throughout the year, and that's a particular problem when it's extra busy. So it's just to protect your product and what have you, isn't it?
Yeah, you need staff who are clued in, and as you say, if they're not experienced, it's not going to come as natural to them.
Yeah.
So it's all about making them aware what to be looking out for and measures that can be taken to prevent it as well.
Yep, now for shoppers.
Yeah, so when it comes to Christmas shopping, we'd ask people to remember just some of the following points that might help them. For example, park in a well-lit area if possible. Don't leave cash or valuables in your car. That's a big one for me. If you're shopping and you're putting stuff in, put it in the boot, out of sight, because if someone sees something in the car, then it entices them to to go at it. If they can't see it, they don't know it's there.
And
you know?
We kind of can be guilty of that, because we sort of hop from one shop to the next, don't we? You can be seen carrying really quite expensive stuff. You're putting it in that space and then you're walking off. It's
We're rushing.
It's an invitation,
and we're not taking the measures we should. Another one, ensure that you've locked the car before leaving it unattended. If you have, as you said, expensive items on your to-buy list, then leave these to your last stop so you're not leaving them unattended in the car then. And report any suspicious activity to Gardaí immediately. Yeah. Even the slightest thing, we'd rather check it out.
Yeah, just do a scoot around if needed. And we kind of have to be the eyes and ears of each other as well, too.
Absolutely.
Guards can't be everywhere, but we're, you know, if we see anything that looks a bit sus, let the Gardaí know and they can just double check. It could be perfectly innocent and that's perfectly fine, too. There's been quite a reaction to the recent level of arrests for drink and drug driving. And I think much of the coverage has been focused on four instances, but the figures have been revised upwards since, as more information is gathered, Claire.
Yeah, look, this is changing all the time, you know. So, for example, over the course of the last week, there have been 8 arrests for drink driving related offences and 6 arrests for drug driving related offences across the Donegal division. So we continue to appeal to drivers never to get behind the wheel of any vehicle while under the influence of alcohol and or drugs. As we're coming into the Christmas party season, we urge everyone to think twice before making any poor decisions when it comes to road safety. If you're going out socialising, plan for it, you know. Make a plan to get home. Either get a taxi or organise a lift. Never get a lift with someone if you think they may have alcohol or drugs in their system. If you suspect that someone is driving while under the influence, then please contact us immediately, because that phone call could save a life.
Yeah. And the reason you plan in advance is because we're all could be guilty of making poor decisions when we feel desperate or, you know, feeling merry or what have you. And those could be life-changing, life-ending. Okay.
Yeah.
That's really important advice. And as well, too, obviously drugs are illegal, but they work in the system different to the way drink might as well. So, I mean, how do you advise people in that regard? Don't take drugs, but at least understand how it impacts your body if that's the...
Yeah, there's more consequences to just taking them as well, you know.
Of course, and that's what I don't want to say in any way, you know, you're doing drugs, but don't do this. But the point is that people need to be aware, and it should discourage them from taking drugs, that they sit in the body for different periods of time and can be picked up in different ways. So maybe that's the reason not to take them in the first place.
Absolutely.
I think that's a bit better, isn't it? Okay. I got there in the end, but I think you understand what I'm trying to say.
I do,
You know, we drink, I think we kind of feel we have an understanding of it with the next morning and stuff like that there, but people need to be really aware that drugs interact with the body in a different way and are illegal. Scams, back again. Postal ones seem to be a biggie at this time. And you know they're clever, Claire, aren't they? Because what are people doing at the moment? They're shopping online as well as local.
Everyone has started their shopping nearly, and a lot of it can be online. So that's why we're actually mentioning two with regards to HandPos today, because it seems to be the thing of the moment.
Yeah.
So the two we want to highlight is one lady has reported that she received a call from a man purporting to be calling on behalf of HandPos. The caller informed her that an attempt had been made to use her card fraudulently. The caller instructed her to log into her account online, which she did, and he then provided her with a password to enter into her account with the aim of updating her online security. So she entered the password, but a short time later she felt suspicious about the call. She contacted HandPos directly by phone, and while on the phone to them, she could see that funds were being withdrawn from her online account without her permission. And then the other one we have is reports from people who've fallen victim to the customs charge text message scam. I've got this one a few times myself. This text message purports to be from HandPos, and it contains a link in order for the recipient to pay a customs delivery fee. According to the AnPost website, they will never send messages that contain any links when contacting you about the payment of customs charges. When AnPost have reason to contact you about a delivery fee or a customs charge, then they will direct you to visit their website to pay the same. They will not ask you to click on a link with a text message.
And in the first example, the penny dropped for the listener who then rang AnPost to say there's something going on here and then noticed that the funds were going from their account. So she made the right decision. It was just a couple of steps too late. What it is pause for thought. And if you've any doubt at all, there'll never be a link in the text. Never click a link in a text, please. But if you have any pause for thought, call the company. They're sticking a reference number in there now to try and make it realistic.
Yeah,
can check that straight away.
Take no chances because these people waste no time. So we'd advise you not to provide your personal banking details to anybody by phone, email or text message, regardless of who they say they are or why they need it. Do not engage with unknown callers. Just hang up. If you want to check on it yourself, then you can contact the companies directly. Do not return a call to any phone number that you're not familiar with. Do not click on any links in emails or text messages. Do not send money. Do not download apps that give remote access software. Do not withdraw money and lodge it into cryptocurrency ATMs. Screenshot any suspicious emails, text messages or other communications. And if you have any concern, please contact your local Garda station. These scammers may change their stories or methods, but their goal is always the same, and they want to access your sensitive information and get your money. So always be on guard and advise elderly or vulnerable family members in relation to scams when you become aware of them.
For sure. And I know someone who works in this business, knows all about scams, and fell for one of them. You know what I mean? It's so easy, especially when you think, I need to do something really quick to save me losing something. We don't think, breathe, count to 10, then think, don't click a link. And actually, don't do anything seems to be your advice. But in terms of people looking for money off you,
unless you instigate it yourself, then it's best to be safe. These people are becoming more sophisticated and it's getting easier to fall for these things.
Unfortunately, we have to end with an appeal for people to not be distributing some sensitive material, Claire.
Yeah, so we're asking people not to be sharing footage. So we're aware that there is footage in circulation in relation to a crash that occurred at the Harvest Rally over the weekend. A couple of spectators were injured as a result of the crash and they remain in hospital. So we ask people not to be sharing videos of this nature. This is very sensitive to these people and their families. Just stop and think, if it was one of your family that was injured, would you want this footage to be shared? There's no need for it to be shared. And we just are making an appeal to ask people to stop it.
Yeah, and it's not just this incident. It extends beyond this incident too. Just
absolutely,
think on the consequences this has on other people. Claire Rafferty, thanks so much as always. Garda Claire Rafferty, it's been brilliant having you up again. All right, Jamie joins us on the programme now. Jamie, good morning to you.
Good morning, how are you?
Good to have you with us. Right, you have a very popular TikTok channel. I'm sure you're on other platforms as well.
Yeah.
What do you do on your channel?
Basically, I go about Northern Ireland and Ireland exploring abandoned and derelict places.
And it's proven very popular for you.
Yeah, I mean, I started it through COVID where it wasn't as popular, but over the last couple of years it seems to be getting more and more and more popular now over here. There's so many people now that's doing it.
Now, you recently went to St. Connell's Hospital in Letterkenny. That was at the weekend, was it?
Yeah, that was the weekend, yeah.
All right.
Sunday night.
What did you observe? Well, firstly, if you don't mind me asking, how did you gain access to the building?
Well, actually, we've tried that specific hospital 3 times and we've never actually had any luck. Like, any time we're in the area, we'll just, you know, take a wee walk around it and see if anything's changed. But what was strange about the last time we were there at the weekend was there's like a cage over the front door and the cage was actually unlocked. Like, the bolt was completely slid open and the front door was just unlocked. Like, it wasn't even, the front door itself hadn't even had like a a handle on it.
Mm-hmm.
It was just open. And then, as you know, we couldn't believe ourselves when we got in. And there's just rooms and rooms and rooms of, like, records of patients.
And all of the boxes that appear in your video, some of them damaged. It appears that they were damaged during the floods at the acute hospital a number of years ago. Can you estimate how many boxes you believe to be there? And as far as you can determine, do they all contain medical files?
Oh, I'd say thousands, probably. I mean, that's only what we recorded as well in that clip. There were still maybe two or three other rooms as well that had that box. And in the one clip of the whole big corridor, it sort of like wrapped around to the right as well. And as far as we like looked, every box we opened, more and more medical files were just coming out.
And any security? Were you disturbed in what you were doing or anything?
None, no. On the actual building itself, there was no cameras, no one around it. I think we must have been in it for about an hour, maybe. And we used like these big flashlights, and we had no issue at all. Nobody turned up or nothing.
Now, I mean, are you aware, Jamie, how this might be perceived, that what you did perhaps is morally wrong, that this are, you know, these are people's private medical records that potentially could be, I mean, there could be a trespass issue here. I mean, is that something that you're concerned about?
No, what I would mainly be concerned about is, well, when I was recording my clips, I made sure that no one's name, no names, no address, nothing would lead back to any specific person.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm more concerned about then is if it wasn't me that was in there, if someone else had to get in there, you know, what they could have done themselves with the files.
So you, to some extent, although it's not your motivation, you're sort of seeing yourself as something of a whistleblower, that you've exposed a situation that shouldn't be. You're interested in old derelict buildings. You've stumbled across this stuff that you believe shouldn't be there. So you're of the view that you've done a service here.
Yeah, well, it was totally unexpected that all of them was in there. We just expected it just to be like any old abandoned hospital that we've done before. But, sort of when we saw all the documents and then we went home the next day, we did think, you know, this isn't right. And that's why then in the title of the video, it states that, what it is, it's not right and they shouldn't be left behind.
Yeah, well, you see, some of them are current. These are files that could these aren't. I mean, one of the consultants that's referenced in the files only relatively recently started at Letterkenny University Hospital, and he's since moved to Sligo. So, I mean, that's not private information, but I mean, you know, it does date them. These aren't going back 80, 90, 100 years. These came from the acute hospital in recent years. And just once again, there was no security. You were able to just walk into this facility and access thousands of boxes of medical records unhindered. You didn't have to break anything. You didn't break anything. You just were able to walk in and observe.
Yeah, we parked our car actually in the hospital itself. We parked our car in their car park and just walked right to it. The cage, as I say, was unlocked. The front door hadn't even a handle on it behind the cage, and we just walked right in. Now, some of the files as well wasn't just the St. Connells. It actually had on it, it was from the General Hospital. Now, I'm not from that area, so I don't really know. But, like, Letterkenny Hospital itself as well.
And you ask, why was there so many confidential patient records left behind? I mean, listen, people are going to have opinions on your actions, Jamie, whether it was morally correct or not. You've stated that the building was open. I'm not sure of the legal ramifications there, but you believe that you're exposing something, that you believe that these records shouldn't have been there. And that's the position you're taking.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
As I stand, if I didn't, you know, expose it and I just put up the video of inside the place, or I had never have been. Do you mean anyone could have accessed that? It could have fell into the wrong hands. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I've been contacted by staff from the hospital since that said they had concerns about this themselves. So just to be clear, there's one particular striking image which the watchers, the viewers can see here, where it's the BDM boxes. Some of them are destroyed by damp or flooding, and they seem about 4 or 5 foot deep and back as far as the back wall. Are you saying that room is full of medical records and there are other rooms? They've just literally been taken from the hospital or from another part of that building and stored there. You're saying what we see on this video is doesn't actually tell the full story of the amount of medical records that are just dumped in there?
No, no. What you see doesn't tell half the story. Like that, there's one that there's actually a room and it would be something like, do you know, like a school canteen? But we actually couldn't walk in that room because there's that many records. Like in it, we could only go to the door frame because it wrapped the whole way around of just records. You know, like we couldn't actually get any more in the room. And in that room alone, there would be thousands of records, I would say. And then they have the actual hospital records room. It clearly states on the door, hospital records. And then there's maybe three or four other rooms, like stacked above the hip. And every single box had had more than 10 records inside it. And there's x-rays. The mad thing about it was, the x-rays weren't even in the files. They were just lying on the floor as well.
Right. Okay. Listen, thanks for speaking to us, Jamie. As I says, people will have their views on putting this stuff out there. It's what you do. It's not for me necessarily to judge in that regard, but this is exposing something I think really to be quite important because we've had major controversies over one file being found on the grounds of a hospital, let alone what seems to be thousands of boxes of files that are effectively dumped. They don't seem to be stacked or anything. All right, Jamie, listen, thanks for that.
No, that's perfect. Right. Thank you very much.
Bye. Right, that's Jamie there. As I say, I'm a bit conflicted in it happening and speaking to the person responsible for it. But at the same time, Councillor Kieran Brogan is joining us now. Councillor Brogan, you heard from the person there themselves that shot the video. It really is quite worrying that someone could just walk in, apparently, whether that's right or wrong, walk in off the street and thousands upon thousands of boxes of medical files, which are some of them are really actually quite current, are just piled there for seemingly anyone to be able to go through and video. This is a serious breach of confidentiality here. What's your take on it all? All of this private information, someone can just walk in and off the street. This is very, very serious.
Yeah. Who's the person, Greg?
I'd say someone on social media.
Ah, but who are they?
I don't know. I don't know their identity. I know his name's Jamie.
Right. But he doesn't sound local to me. And, you know, if he's telling us that he has this information, then we're not entitled to know who he is. If he broke an entry to the hospital.
Well,
if he broke an entry to the hospital in Letterkenny, because... what I heard of it was sounded very serious, and I'm the greatest fan of Highland Radio and local radio, but I'm very mindful of some of the listeners that could be very, very concerned. And sometimes this sort of story or news gives them reason to cause extra anxiety and stress.
I get that, right.
We know who Jimmy is.
No, of
where
course
he's from.
But what purpose? Okay, Kieran, I'll tell you exactly what I know and then it saves a series of questions. A video has been recorded in this building and has been shared on social media, not by us, not by any other media outlet. It's been shared on social media. I've been contacted by people that said, have you seen this? We're really worried about this. It is a difficult one to know how to cover, but someone's gone in there and had access to all of these documents. There could be another person walking in now. I'm not sure of the legality of it, of course, but I mean, do we not talk about it?
No, I'm not saying you don't talk about it. I'm definitely not saying you. It's not you I'm referring to at all, Greg, but I would just like to know who Jamie is, where he's from, what's the purpose of his trip, and you know, and first of all, I suppose I would like to hear the response from the management at the hospital as to how this was accessed, what information is there, how long is it there, is this old video footage?
No, it was recorded on Sunday.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But I think we need to have an official response from the hospital to see exactly what's involved here.
Mm-hmm.
But I think at the same time, and this is nowhere getting at you, Greg, but I think I'm just concerned about the negativity around a story like this when I don't know who Jamie is, where he's from, what's the purpose of his trip. And at the same time, some people at the moment could be very concerned, and there'd be no need for them to be concerned. And I think we need to have the official response from the hospital. And in the general terms, as you know, we're going through a very, very challenging time at the hospital. And there is a performance management improvement unit doing a review there. And I think we need to try and what we can feed into that review as best as possible. There's a lot of challenges there. As someone who's had a lot of experience in the hospital over the years, I think it's the brand that we have in Letterkenny University Hospital has been somewhat damaged. I'm concerned about that. And I think we need to maybe sometimes reflect on the good work that's happening at Letterkenny Hospital by so many people. And they have the radio in the hospital in Letterkenny, and while we're speaking here now on Highland Radio, there's people in beds in the hospital and there's people working in the hospital. And I think we need to acknowledge the great work that they're doing. So we need to be very firm.
I was contacted by four people yesterday that work within the hospital, who said that we've been very concerned about this for quite some time. I've spoke to someone who works in a different area of health, who says their medical records are stored for 30 years and it costs them an awful lot of money to do so, because they're stored in a secure, they're stored in a building that is secure, that has security and what have you. What we have here, and I am acutely aware of the sensitivities of this, Kieran, and I don't mind you criticising me, by the way, because sometimes it's warranted and it's good to be held to account, right? But we do have a building here that seemingly has thousands upon thousands of medical records from when we don't know, but certainly some recently, I can timeline some to at least within the last 10 years, that are just dumped in this building. And we have another person, whatever their motivation is, who's able to walk in there and pick them up and go through them. It's not something that we can sweep under the carpet, Kieran, is it? I know you're not suggesting that, but what do we do? What is the right approach? We've contacted the HSE, of course.
Yeah. Well, you know, first of all, when you're telling me, Greg, that there's a few people in the hospital who's working, who's texting you, then that's wrong as well. They have an obligation to be loyal to the employer and focus on the patients. With some of the people that's employed in the hospital, if they're in destructive mode and they're texting you and texting everybody else, and it's damaging the brand, it's damaging the hospitals, it's healthcare, there's people sick, it's a serious concern. Okay. And for me, something that shouldn't be happening. There should be a proper forum, there should be a proper mechanism.
With all due respect, Kieran, and you know I have a lot of respect for you, it's very possible that that review team that you talk of at Letterkenny University Hospital that has landed in today wouldn't be up there if Mr. Michael Sugrue hadn't contacted us to come on the radio about it.
Well, I think it was an instigator from the letter from the consultants and the GPs, and actually, so I don't want to get into the personalities, because I have nothing but the highest respect for Michael Sugrue. And it's not about Michael Sugrue, Kieran Gogan or Greg Hughes. It's about the hospital and the patients, the people who avail of the services. And someone who might be sick today and might want to go to the hospital, or somebody give birth to a baby yesterday and everything's grand. So I think this is, you know, I'm just concerned about the general brand of Letterkenny University Hospital, and it's not about any one of us. And I think, you know, the management on the issue we're on to talk about, I think they need to issue a statement clarifying that whole situation immediately to relieve anybody that may be somewhat concerned in this area. And also there needs to be a mechanism whereby the staff that feel somewhat disgruntled of what's happening, that they can feed into the review team or whatever. Because, look, at the end of the day, the review team, Greg, will not be kind to everyone, but I think it's going to throw up the challenges that's there. And our focus is, my role as public representative, is to reflect the views and the concerns of the public and try and get them fixed as best as we possibly can. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with respect, I'm not having a go at you, because some of the greatest campaigns that ever was started off through Highland Radio. So, I mean, I have no problem with that.
But you would understand, Kieran, that the reason GPs and consultants have spoken out like that they have is because they were so frustrated with the feeding in process not working, that they were literally concerned long before, not because I talk about it or because Highland talk about it, but because the GPs, and they've said it on this programme, they were sitting in the room with elderly patients, and they've said to their elderly patients, I'm not sure it's in your best interest for me to send you to Letterkenny University Hospital, or they've said it is in your best interest, but they've said, I don't want to go there. And it is those conversations in the GP's practices that has led to that letter being written by 78 GPs and a follow-up letter by 11 consultants, because clearly they must feel that all the correspondence and the meetings with Sealta, with the hospital management, hasn't brought the results. It is they that have instigated this conversation because they're frustrated that the current system in trying to answer their queries isn't working, Kieran.
That's right, and I remember listening well to Highland Radio during the time that was discussed, and someone did say that this would be welcomed by the management of the hospital, the fact the letters did go in. And that, you know, we're not the first hospital that the PMIU has went into. They have been in Limerick, they have been in Galway and other hospitals. So I think this can, I suppose, if you like, this will identify where there's weaknesses there and what we can put in place to try and improve it going forward. But I'm just very mindful of some of the people, the patients are in the hospital, and some of the people are sick and concerned, that we can send a strong message to them of hope that this will be resolved. There's challenges with recruitment, there's challenges that we need to overcome, and, you know, with regards to some of the recent things that have happened at the hospital, we need to try and work harder in a positive way to try and recruit permanent consultants to Letterkenny, to Donegal. And I think that's something we can do together. So the review is something that will benefit the GPs, it'll benefit the community care, it'll benefit the primary care, and hopefully it'll benefit the hospital as well and the ambulance personnel. Because, look, Greg, I'd be the first to say that through your own airwaves, the challenges we had over the years with the ambulance personnel and stuff, that a lot of that was addressed because we put a lot of the pressure on. So it's in no way, I'm in no way saying that Highland, Highland Radio
fine,
was
Kieran,
there.
That's fine. You don't have to clarify that. But I also, and I've emphasised this before, Kieran, in our coverage of it, is this is all our hospital. I went up there and saw my dad. I went up there and they cared for my son who was in the ICU, and I've nothing but praise for them. But I've also sat there for 12 and 14 hours with other people who were really quite sick. I'm not a blow-in or from Dublin who doesn't understand that. I stand with the staff, the consultants, with the management, because I know the management are making great efforts to try and improve the situation there. It's not against them, it's standing with them. And I will, to be honest with you, Kieran, continue to give a voice to those staff who love the place but are on the brink of leaving because they're not getting the proper support from Sealta. Sealta argue that the hospital is adequately funded. It's the same as Sligo, ignoring the fact that it sees so much more patients. This is not anti-hospital. This is standing with the hospital, like we stood with Kevin Mulpeter when he was campaigning for a stroke unit. It's not to detract from the hospital. It's to try and work together to try and have a better facility for all of us. I don't know when I'll be bussed in there in an ambulance myself or my family or people close to me.
Yeah, no, I hear you loud and clear, and I know you're not a blow-in from Dublin, but in Letterkenny we've always welcomed the blow-ins as well.
Okay,
some of the people working at the hospital come from other parts of the world, and we welcome them.
We're
all on the same page, and it's about trying to get the right result out of the review team, and I think the pressure coming from everyone, hopefully will bring about that. That has happened in the past, because we now have the stroke unit in place. It happened back in 2007 with the breast cancer surgeons. We now have the two surgeons in Letterkenny, which I suppose in many ways are a victim of their own success, because a lot of things have happened through public campaigns, and that's good. But I'm just somewhat concerned as to the official response, what will be to Jamie, who I don't know,
on
the post on social media, and I'm just concerned of somebody sitting at home, and I know well from my own family people how much they value Highland Radio and how much people like it, that they could be somewhat concerned that they think the wheels is completely coming off the wagon this morning. Listen to Jamie,
but
nobody knows who Jamie is.
If a video has 500,000 views, 500,000 views on one platform, Kieran, people are going to become aware of it anyway. And what I hope my intervention will get clarity and comfort for people. But I was concerned, but you can't ignore this either because people are aware of it. This video was forwarded to me a number of times. And, you know, we've learned now that it wasn't recorded 10 years ago. It was recorded on Sunday. It's a toughie. I get it, and I get and I take criticism where it's warranted, and even when it's not, Kieran. And I know you're not being like that, but it's a tough one. But listen, I appreciate what you've said, and we are contacting the hospital. We have already. We did it last night, and the HSE to get some word from them. Is this building now secure? Is the door still unlocked? I don't know, but hopefully, maybe this will lead to something being done. But for now, Kieran, we invited you on. I appreciate you accepting that invite, yeah. And it's been lovely speaking to you. Okay.
Thanks very much,
Greg. Take care, Kieran. Bye-bye.